In New York, a lawsuit over the way public schools are financed became so dramatic that it inspired some high schoolers to write a play about it. Beth Furtick of member station WNYC reports.
17-year-old Vanessa Martinez goes to a small high school in the Bronx. It shares space with another school, and it's got some quirks, like a room called the gymnatorium.
It's a gym and an auditorium together, so when you're trying to play basketball, you have to watch out for the poles that support the auditorium. Otherwise, the basketball bounces back to you, hits someone in the eye, infirmary.
And don't get her started on the lack of equipment. Vanessa and her friend, Raymond Sanchez, go to the Bronx High School for Writing and Communication Arts. It's in a low-income neighborhood, and the student body is almost entirely Black and Hispanic. They didn't question their situation until last summer.
We looked at each other and then we said, this isn't normal.
Here's what happened. Vanessa and Raymond, who are self-described theater geeks, are members of the Epic Theater Ensemble. It's a group that encourages teens to write and perform about social issues. Last year's subject was school funding, and the kids learned about a 2006 landmark court ruling. It found New York did not provide the city and other districts with enough money for what its state constitution calls a minimally adequate education.
We were all just so caught up on the words minimally adequate.
Because minimally adequate to us is the same thing as saying, your teachers can be okay. You don't need great teachers. You don't need superb teachers.
The students took that outrage and they channeled it into a play.
The minimally adequate players present a minimally adequate poem.
How? Now.
Brown cow.
The end.
The audience of teachers and students at this recent production loved that line. There are 17 kids in the theater group from three different schools in New York City, so they had a lot of material.
This class has nothing to do with the credit that I need for college.
Miss, can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, me too.
No, you can't go to the bathroom.
They interviewed teachers and parents to include how they're affected by the lack of education funding. They also interviewed city school officials and politicians and showed how they didn't always get answers to their questions.
I believe you need to ask the mayor. He'll be able to give you more of an insight. The state does provide money for education, just not for the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, or the city.
Despite a court order, the state never fully funded the schools. Its plans were interrupted by the 2008 financial crisis. By some estimates, almost $2 billion are still owed to New York City alone. The play is called 10467, named after a zip code in the Bronx, but the students are now performing it all over the state.
Why do we stand down?
Why do we stand down?
Why do we stand down?
When we should stand up!
10 years after that big court order, there's another lawsuit now over whether the state's done enough to comply. For NPR News, I'm Beth Furtick in New York.